All right, guys. Last two Sundays, we have been reading a story called The Christmas Harp. Can any of you remind me what has happened in the story of The Christmas Harp so far? Do you remember? Yeah?
That the girl found the Christmas harp.
That's right. A girl named Chloe found a Christmas harp way up in the attic.
On top of a pile.
On top of a pile.
That had a ladder so she
could climb up it. That's good. Very good. Do you have a detail there?
And there's so many stuff.
There's lots of stuff. That's right, because Chloe's grandpa, you have something?
Lots of cobwebs.
Lots of cobwebs. Yep, that's right. Chloe's grandpa is a collector of, well, he has lots of antiques and collectibles, and they're just piles and piles all over his house, so you have trouble walking around anywhere in his house.
And they're
zigzag. You have to zigzag, that's right, in order to get around. That's right. And so
Chloe's room, there were so many
that she couldn't get around. Yeah, Chloe had trouble getting around even in her own bedroom. Now, what did Chloe find in her bedroom? It's the last thing we have to cover here. Yeah. She found some letters. That is right. They were letters, and she looked in, and it looked like they were written to someone called Moncher Pepe and from somebody called Tun Angie. That's right. And so she found these letters, and she was reading through them, and they're about this woman in Haiti who was working at a church to serve food and to teach kids. And so she was serving food that these kids needed to survive. And then one day, all of their food was stolen. And so they had enough money to buy food that would last them for a little while, but probably they would run out before Christmas. Yep. And so it was a big crisis. And they had to figure out what to do, and we don't know what they're going to do. And that was the last letter in the pile. And so Grandpa Willie promised that he would have Tun come herself, and she would come on Christmas Eve to tell the end of the story of what happened and whether or not the kids were fed. So here is where we pick up. Grandpa Willie last time had said that he would tell Chloe more about who Tun was. All right. The next day, Chloe and Grandpa Willie were at the kitchen table having milk and microwaved chocolate chip cookies before Chloe went to bed. The table was full of antique tin boxes that once held crackers. Chloe and Grandpa Willie could just barely see each other's faces between the tins of Jacob's Cream crackers and Barnum's Animal crackers. As Chloe picked up a cookie, she reminded Grandpa Willie of his promise to tell her more about Tun. "Ah, yes," said Grandpa Willie. "I know the story of Tun very well. From an early age, Tun's family recognized that Tun was musically talented. They supported her in taking both piano and singing lessons. She wanted to be able to do both at the same time. She dreamed of winning talent contests, and after lots of practice, she did. She won so many ribbons and trophies it filled up a room. She was even Miss Buttercup of the Year after winning the National Buttercup Contest. Before American Idol, everyone wanted to be a buttercup. All who heard Tun agreed that she was a rising star who had a bright future in front of her. But then life became difficult. Tun's mom became very ill, and her dad could no longer pay for her lessons because they had to pay for her mom's medicine. Tun continued to practice on her own, but as her mom became more and more sick, she gradually lost interest and practiced less and less until she almost stopped playing altogether. Grandpa Willie looked really sad when he told this part of the story, but then he continued. It looked like Tun would never play music again, but then something special happened. Do you know what that was? Any of you have an idea? Yeah?
Maybe she got better.
She got better? Uh-huh. She found the Christmas harp? That's a really good answer. Yeah. That's all right. High pressure. We'll hold that thought. All right. I'll continue with the story. Chloe said she didn't know the answer. Christmas happened, exclaimed Grandpa Willie. He then explained, when it was getting closer and closer to Christmas, Tun's family decided they needed to do something fun to bring some holiday cheer into their household. They asked Tun's mother what she would like them to do. She said that more than anything else she wanted for Christmas was for her family to do a Christmas music concert. Tun came up with the idea of calling it a Christmas Music Spectacular. It would star none other than Miss Buttercup herself. From that day on, Tun began practicing music again. Over and over, she practiced singing her mother's favorite Christmas songs. Her mother especially loved the song Joy to the World. Just before Christmas, Tun's family invited all of their friends and neighbors over to the house. Tun's mother was so sick she couldn't leave her bed, so everyone crowded into her room and they listened to the Christmas Music Spectacular starring Miss Buttercup. I was lucky enough to be there, said Grandpa Willie. It was one of the best music performances I have ever heard. Tun was truly spectacular. Grandpa Willie paused and said, Tun learned a valuable lesson that day. It was a lesson she would remember when she was later in Haiti and was devastated after all the food was stolen. But I think I'll let Tun tell you about that when she visits on Christmas Eve. What did Tun learn? What would happen to the children in Haiti who had all of their food stolen? You'll have to come back next week to find out. Actually, yes, come back next week. I was thinking next week is... It's Christmas, but it's not that soon. Not that soon. Yes. All right. And can I have Bowen light?